Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And we have got a great show for you today. First of all, let me thank all of you for tuning us in and turning us on in the many ways that you do. And you do this in so many ways. I want to just acknowledge all of you that use our instant feedback system. And if you'd like to do that today, let me direct you to the right place to go. You can go to the drpatshow.com or drpatlive.com. On the right-hand side, what you're going to see is you're going to see a way for you to ask questions for those of you that are at work. And I know this is the way some of you roll, is that's a feature that you love because it's hard for you to dial in. Also, you could go to transformationtalkradio.com and you can ask your question there. The reason we want to give you this information is because, you know, we have a great show today with psychic Karen Hager. And so we will be taking your calls. We will be taking your instant feedback messages and you can get, this is amazing, a live reading this morning. If you want to call in and keep Chad busy, you can call at 866-472-5788. Now that's different than our regular toll-free number. So it's 866-472-5788. And we will get the lines going here. But today's show is about looking at the keys to clarity. Clarity, this is really kind of cool. You know, I'm hoping Karen's going to help me with this today. Karen is an intuitive guide. She's a psychic channel. You're going to hear all about that. How she started to be aware of her gifts is what today's show is about. Because honestly, you have to get really, really clear to understand that you even have a gift like this. And so she's joining me here today, known as the Fog City Psychic, and you'll find out why. And she works with people all over the world, helps folks understand how to take the next step in their lives, how to get out of the fog. So today we're going to get to step into the world and teach some very, very key steps as to how you all can take action, take your lives back, not worry about what's going on Wall Street. Although I do know a couple of people that are doing the march as we speak, and say yes to the rest of your life. Karen, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I love to talk with you, and I'm really happy to be here.
So, you know, 3 years ago, Karen, so tell me what you think of this. 3 years ago, when we were having the announcements about the economic downturn and so forth and so on, and, you know, many people don't remember that. They don't remember 3 years ago. They kind of don't remember, like, what was going on and in the economy and the bailouts and so forth. And I said at that time, you know what, we should put together a rally and go march on Wall Street. Now what's happening is people are marching on Wall Street and metaphorically Wall Street. They're not just going into New York and marching. You know, they're marching in their own cities at some pivotal places. From your point of view, what do you think about that? What is that energy about?
It's wonderful, and I have to say it gives me a feeling of hope. No matter where you are, no matter where you are politically or what your views are about what's going on, I was taking a look last night at the live stream and looking at the ways and reading all the, you know, there are so many people. There were more than 10,000 viewers on that stream when I was on there last night. There are so many people involved, so many people curious, so many people wanting to contribute, but they can't be physically there. The chat on the side of that site goes so fast it almost gives you a seizure. So there's so much activity. And watching the live stream and looking at all those flickering images go by, all those people typing in their thoughts and their wishes, their prayers and their hopes for the people who are putting themselves in place to make that statement, it really makes me realize how distance is no object when we want to direct our energy toward change. Our intention is everything, and the integrity with which we act on that intention, that's everything. But distance is no object, and that means that if I choose to support those people who are in New York right now and who are gathering all over the United States, I can do that effectively even if I can't physically leave where I am right now.
So, you know, here's the thing. In the midst of this march, we mourn the loss of a genius man.
Oh, yes.
We mourn the loss of an icon, you know, somebody that pretty much, you know, when you think about Steve Jobs, you think about Apple, has stayed sort of in the background. You know, this is not the kind of CEO or company founder that has been out in the press, that is controversial. He has been pretty much put my head down and let's create.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm talking with you about this, because this is what you help people do, get clear about your lives.
Yeah.
It saddens me to know that he's gone. And yet you can't help take a moment and honor his genius.
Yeah. Well, and what you think about what his contribution is, the way that he changed all of our lives, no matter how much technology we may be using directly in our lives, he has changed the way we think about communication. He's changed the way we think about access to things, access to each other, and access to our stuff. He's changed the way that that we expect to receive our entertainment and our information. And a lot of my sense about him, when you say that it's that you're sad that he's gone, his loss on this physical plane is certainly going to be felt by a lot of people, and his legacy is wonderful. He is not gone. Everything is energy, and energy just changes form. It never really goes away. And his legacy that he left in our physical world continues, and the people who pick up his torch and who follow that tradition of creativity. And the other thing that Steve Jobs is wonderful for, it's not just being creative and having a lot of ideas, but investing himself in those ideas to make sure that they were right, to have the best possible interface, the best possible outcome. He was kind of known for driving people crazy until they got it right. And so he didn't just have great ideas. He stuck with those ideas until they were brought to light in the way that he felt was the best way to bring them forward.
And, you know, it's so interesting that, you know, John DeMartini, Karen, as you know, talks about contrast. You know, he talks about the contrast of life. Of course, the loss of, you know, this genius man, whose work is not done yet. I mean, literally transformed, the way we do things. You said it. But here's what's interesting. This network we're on right now, right?
Right.
This network started before the iPod and the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the nature of this network, yeah, the whole interface with iPods, iPhones, iTunes, podcasts, downloads, all of that easy stuff has given networks like this one, like Transformation Talk Radio, the opportunity to reach more people. Now, let's flip back from a psychic point of view, because I want to hear your take on this. Let's flip back from a psychic point of view and take a look at what's happening in New York. I haven't seen police raise their batons to strike people in a really long time.
Yeah.
Now, we're not talking people with guns. We're not talking we are talking people like you and me that have something to say, that are taking pictures, and that are being beat by the police.
Yep.
Now, I don't get that. From a psychic point of view, can you explain that energy?
I think, and this is a big part of what I try to teach people, that you can approach any situation in one of two different ways. You can approach it out of fear, or you can approach it out of love. When you watch that officer wielding his baton on that footage, which I saw that last night on the live stream, I'm sure it must be all over the place by now.
It's everywhere.
When you watch the police making that arrest of a girl who I think turned out to be 13 years old on the Brooklyn Bridge over the weekend,
yep,
what you're seeing is people acting out of fear. This is out of control. We have to contain it. What am I going to do next? I don't know what to do next. I'm going to hit somebody. And that's, our kids do that. We do that, right? The police do that. It's acting out of fear. And from an energetic standpoint, and I think this is why it's so important that people send their energy, their loving intention, their prayers, your vibes, whatever you want to call it, to the people who are part of this movement of change in our country right now. Part of the reason it's so important that you send that stabilizing energy is because when everything gets out of whack, usually the first thing we do is act out of fear. And so we're seeing some of that now.
Well, it's fascinating to me because, I mean, you can't see a whole lot with some of the, you know, the YouTube videos. I'm just struck by the energy of it. And yeah. What I'm also struck by is somebody made a comment the other day on the news, and I don't remember who it is, one of the Republican folks running for office about the protests. If you look at these people that are marching, they are all ages. They are all walks of life. But someone made an observation that I thought was kind of interesting to me the other day. They said that they haven't seen this many white people together in a crowd since a Led Zeppelin concert. And I just thought, I mean, I hadn't been following this. Mm-hmm. And now I don't know if that's true or not. I mean, I don't know if that's true. But generally, if you look at this, you do see this, and it makes a statement of a different kind. Energetically, from a psychic point of view, what is your take, your read on this?
I think that it's a wonderful example of the energy of what we can do when we all come together. We're in a time of, I think, great change and transformation. Everything is shifting. Time is speeding up. A lot of people are waking up to their spiritual gifts and not understanding exactly what to do, and things are going fast. We don't have, and I'm not saying, ooh, something's going to bad and go wrong and everybody be scared and run and hide, but we're being asked to make choices now, and we're being asked to make choices quickly. And so when we choose the right, which for some of us may be to get involved politically, for others of us may be to continue working in other areas of the community, when we choose to act out of love and not out of fear, when we choose the right, we shift that collective energy to make it easier for other people to choose the right. And it's like, you know how you set up little dominoes and you set up 3,000 of them, you push one, all of them go over. When I make that intention to do the right, to choose love, to follow the good, to act in integrity, I knock my domino down. That makes it easier for you to do yours and the person after you and the person after you and everybody listening today. And one of the best things that people can do wherever you are on the political spectrum today is take a moment, take a breath, and decide that you're going forward in love. You're going forward in integrity. You're going forward in peace.
Well, I love this. I love this. When we come back from break, we're going to talk about clarity. But I'll tell you what's happening. You know, it's so interesting. The Marines are going to come in to protect the protesters.
Are they?
Interesting, isn't it? Well, this is what we're talking about. What do you stand for? I mean, what do you want in your life? Karen and I, we get to occupy the space of this conversation a lot. And what that means is that we have to decide every day of our lives, what do we stand for? What do we want to bring forth in this world? And beyond all of that, what is it about our lives that we can do? When we come back, we're going to look at these four key steps to clarity. And what then happens when you get clear? We're going to talk about the Karen show. We're going to talk about the work she does. We're going to talk about her workshops. Oh, we've got lots to talk about. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. We'll be right back.
Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts are specialty products with less sodium, up to 68% than standard table salt, free of any chemicals or artificial flavors. Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts maintain 84 necessary minerals for a balanced diet and healthy body. All Ocean's Flavor natural sea salts may be purchased at oceansflavor.com. And now, Ocean's Flavor natural less sodium sea salts has introduced heart-healthy gourmet seasonings at 68% less sodium than table salt. Available in Mexican, Italian, garlic, seasoned, Asian, barbecue, Cajun, and Chipotle flavors. The sodium is the lowest of any seasonings on the market today. Purchase heart-healthy gourmet seasonings on the web at oceansflavor.com and in many national grocery chains. oceansflavor.com, the only salt company that produces 100% natural, low-sodium sea salt.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet 1 month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Imagine you had a way to protect yourself from cancer, depression, disease, and dispel the nastiest bugs that attempt to hide undetected. Take a moment to wonder, how does that feel? How powerful? Did you know that enough golden sunlight produces vitamin D in your body to protect itself against disease? Producing enough vitamin D can kill cancer, even help with weight loss. This amazing little vitamin is actually not a vitamin at all, but a powerhouse of protection that can activate your body's innate healing ability, but only if you have enough in your blood to shine the light. Tune in to award-winning author Dr. Lucinda Messer as she shares how you can harness the power of sunlight to create a healthy body and mind. Her book, Powerful Medicine, Vitamin D, Shedding Light on a Worldwide Health Crisis, is like having a vitamin D expert on hand to answer all your health questions. For more information, visit PowerfulD.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Karen Hager joining me here today, the Fog City Psychic. We're talking about clarity. And, you know, clarity in the midst of some very interesting events going on in the world. Karen, thank you for joining me here today. Before we go ahead, let's give out some information about your website so folks know how to find out more about you.
Oh, sure. The best way to find out all about me is to go to fogcitypsychic.com. There's a giant picture of me in case you were curious. You can find out about classes and events. You can get information about working one-on-one with me if you're so inclined. And you can also get information about my radio show, which is called Out of the Fog. We're heard on Tuesdays on Blog Talk Radio and coming soon on Wednesdays to Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ in New England.
So let's talk about clarity, because we were talking about the protesters and we were talking about, you know, the fact that people are really, really clear that are marching. And, you know, there are things that get us to the place of clarity. In contrast to that, we were talking about the clarity of Steve Jobs and, you know, mourning his all too sudden death. You know, we're talking about new iPhones. We're talking about some of the most amazing technology. And the flip side of that is we're talking about people standing up for what they believe. And, you know, in comment to what I said to you earlier about a comment that was made to me about, you know, the demographics of the people marching, now you're starting to see articles out there that are talking, that are calling for other cultures to get involved in the Wall Street. They're calling it the Occupy Wall Street. For Latinos and African Americans and blacks to be part of this. But this is all about understanding what you're clear about in your life and making a decision, isn't it?
It is. And you know, I was thinking about when we were just talking for a second off the air, that clarity where you kind of get the idea, I'm going to go to Wall Street and I'm going to stay there and I'm going to camp and I'm going to be part of this movement because it means something to me. Or the clarity that says, I'm going to start a company in my garage and make these amazing creative things that nobody's ever seen before. Clarity starts when you set an intention that that's something that you want. And clarity involves moving other things to the side to make room for that clarity, okay? So it can mean that you have to, your first step of clarity is to get clear that that's something that you want. A lot of us struggle to find clarity because we've got so much stuff in the way, obligations and expectations and old patterns of belief about ourselves and things that we got to do later. And okay, yeah, clarity is important, but first I should maybe, I don't know, lose 40 pounds and get a better job, and then I'll work on the clarity thing. Starting right now, starting where you are, if you set that intention to be clear, then you can begin to move forward. But those people who right now are putting everything on the line in New York City, someone like Steve Jobs, who dedicated much of his life to his creative and innovative pursuits, you have to give up other things in order to have that.
And you know, this is really sort of a crystal clarity that these people have about what's important to them and what they value, and what we do about it. I got a question that has just come in that says, how do you suggest starting to get clarity? And this is a great question.
Oh, yeah.
Because getting clear and walking up and down Wall Street, you know, there is a few things that you got to have happen there.
Yeah. I think the first step for anybody who's beginning this, this path, is to be mindful. And what I mean when I say mindful, the question I ask people is, are you where you are right now? Okay? Take a second and take a breath and just be where you are right now. Many of us live three steps ahead of ourselves or three steps behind, or we're wondering what would have happened if maybe we'd married that guy who proposed to us when we were 25, but we didn't marry him, and maybe if we had, our lives would be different. And no, none of that. Where are you right now? Take a breath. Look at what's around you. Listen to what's around you. Feel what it's like to be in your physical body at this moment. Be aware of your breathing and be where you are right now. That's mindfulness, paying attention, okay? What's going on around you? How do you feel about what's going on around you? And that's the first step toward moving to clarity and moving toward that reconnection with your inner wisdom. Beginning that practice of mindfulness, which is something that I recommend people do at least once a day and as many times a day as you need it. I need to do it about, I don't know, 87,000 times a day.
Yeah.
You don't need to shave your head or buy a leotard. You don't have to sit in a funny position or have special music playing. All you need to do is draw a breath. All you got to do is breathe and bring yourself to center and pay attention to where you are right now. And that's all there is to it. If you can do that for 10 seconds a day, 10 seconds a day, three times a day, you've really got something going. And that's the beginning to get back in touch with yourself to reconnect.
One of the things that is so important in this conversation with you is, you know, taking a look at what our heart and our soul is calling us forward to do. You know, what was it you discovered about your own journey? Because, you know, waking up one day and saying, hey, I'm a psychic, I mean, that's an act of courage in itself. But there's a journey that people that have your gift go on. And you're faced with deciding if you're going to have your own inner peace march and do the things that you want to do. How did you come to resolve this within yourself?
Well, I didn't wake up one day and go, surprise, I'm psychic. I have known from a very, very early age, as long as I can remember, that I was that I had intuitive abilities, that I was wacky like this. So this has always been a part of my life, but I spent most of my life as a kid and growing up, and then as for a lot of my adult life, trying to ignore and smash down and run away from my intuitive abilities because they scared me a little bit. I felt like I was weird because I had them. I didn't understand that many other people have these abilities. I didn't know that. And so I ran away. I did a lot of things. You know, I worked as an actor. I got training in theology and counseling and liturgy. I became the adoptive mom to two astonishing children. But still, I wasn't, all of those things were good and right, but I knew I wasn't on the right track. Things weren't, I was not in alignment. And in 2007, so about 4 years ago now, I had a real physical health crisis. And what happened was my body basically began to shut down, and I had a series of surgeries to try to stop that from happening. And I had three surgeries in 13 months, and the thing about that is it doesn't allow you a lot of time to recover in between. After each one of those surgeries, I felt that my intuitive gifts were stronger. It was a lot harder to smash them down the way I'd been smashing them down. And after the third surgery, which was the really big one, I became aware that I was being given a choice. And listen, you always have a choice, by the way, okay? No matter what you're calling in life, you can choose to follow that or not. It's up to you. It's free will. You have the choice. That's why it's so important to be present and to be paying attention. I realized that I had a choice to continue my life of dis-ease and misalignment, or I could begin to explore and use the gifts that I had been given to help other people and move forward. When I gave myself permission to explore those gifts, when I gave myself permission to step forward on that path that was being opened for me, my life changed. I can't tell you how much my life changed. and in a good way, too. When I was able to give myself permission to work in alignment with my highest and best good, to use the gifts that I've been given, everything turned around, and now I find myself doing the work that I'm doing today. I'm talking with people all over the world, which is, and that's amazing. And again, thank you, Steve Jobs, and thank you, amazing technological breakthroughs. I have clients all over the world. It doesn't matter where we are. I work with people virtually and live, doing workshops and teaching intuitive development classes, and I'm able to use my gifts to help people gain some clarity, to help, I call it moving out of the fog, to help them move out of the fog. So that's kind of how I got to where I am. I had to allow myself, give myself permission to make that choice.
When we take a look at, let's just call it economic conditions, and I think this is a great conversation to have because you do work with people all over the globe, mm-hmm. and in all walks of life, all over the globe, and it doesn't matter, you know, where they are. Is there a theme, Karen? Is there a theme to what people are asking for? Is there a theme to what they're, you know, what's calling them forward?
A lot of people who are working with me right now are wondering what their soul purpose is, are wondering what they're here to do. Many people right now are waking up to the understanding that they're meant to give more, to do more than to just go to that 9-to-5 job and come home and watch TV and then get up and do it all again. They know that there's more they're being called to do. People are feeling the call to be in service to others. They're feeling the call to work as healers. They're feeling the call to work as teachers. They're feeling the call to use their business skills and educational abilities to help other people through. The fear, I think, that holds people back with this is that the old way of doing things doesn't work anymore. It doesn't apply anymore. We don't have those 9-to-5 jobs anymore. Many of us have lost our jobs and are not able to put things back together. The expectation that you would work for the same place for 20 years and then retire and everything would be fine, we don't have that expectation anymore. And people are waking up and feeling afraid and nervous about what they're meant to do. Part of what I'm able to do when I work with people is tune into their life path, to their soul purpose, and begin to give them guidance so that they can take the next step on that path. And again, the biggest part of this is for the person wondering what their path is to give themselves permission to explore. A lot of times we've closed that door because we're afraid to explore. We don't want to know. We just want to get by, right? We're tired. We want to nap. We want to watch some reality TV, and we're done. And so you need to give yourself permission to open that door, so to explore the path.
Wow. Let's take a short break. Karen Hager joining us here today. www.fogcitypsychic.com. Check it out. When we come back, we're going to be talking about, you know, some of the most common questions that are coming up. What are some of the questions that what would I ask Karen? What would that question be? But more importantly, What kind of results do people experience from getting this clarity? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I've got the Fog City Psychic here. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Shasai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shasai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Hey, thank you so much for joining us here today. For more information about us, if you've missed any part of the show, please go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com. Check it out. Karen Hager joining us here today. You know, you're going to hear lots about Karen. She's an extraordinary psychic. And, you know, we're talking about how to even get the right question on the table to work with her and then what some of the results are. You know, we're weaving this conversation, Karen, kind of in between a couple of events in the headlines. One is the loss of Steve Jobs, of course, which is very, very sad. You know, the other is the Wall Street protest and how they're gaining momentum. And actually, you know, the fact that there are protests now that are not on Wall Street but are in other cities around the globe. And it's so interesting to see this energy that is being drawn up. In your work, people come to you because there is an energy that is pent up, so to speak. You know, what are some of the things they are asking you about? And have you seen a change in your practice over the past 5 years in the types of questions people want answers to.
Yes, I think I absolutely have seen that change. I think when I began this work, I got a lot of questions about what's the status of my relationship? Will my partner come back to me? What can I expect in terms of my love life? People are asking me now, and people still ask those questions. And by the way, there's no wrong question to ask me. What I do when I listen to your question is, because I read from the voice, I'm listening to the question behind your question as well as what you're really asking. So there is no wrong question. But people who I talk to now are bringing up questions that are more like, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do with the rest of my life? I've had an awakening and I'm becoming aware of things I wasn't aware of before. How do I move forward with this? I'm getting the sense that I should be going someplace, doing something else, making a change in my life. How do I know what to do with that? And the biggest thing is, how do I tell what's my own imagination or my own fear or my own wish talking to me, or whether that's my intuitive guidance? How do I even give myself permission to follow the guidance that I'm being given?
You know, this is really sort of the next step. How do we take that guidance? And let's talk about what people do after they come to you and they get this guidance. Because, you know, if you're going to ask for guidance, there's usually an action or something, Karen, that has to follow that, right?
Well, there's something that has to come before it. If you are going to ask for guidance, you're going to get the best results if you're willing to hear what that guidance is. It doesn't mean you have to swallow everything I say and unthinkingly. No, please don't do that. But what it does mean is that if you are asking the question, you need to want to hear the answer and to evaluate that answer, both with your own intuition and your own common sense. That's very important. Once you've received that guidance, whether it's through me, whether it's through your own work with your own inner guidance, I like to say that there are four questions you can ask yourself to tell whether or not what you're receiving is in line with your highest and best good and is something that you should investigate acting on. One of those is to ask if the information you're receiving works for the greater good or if it could cause harm. Another thing to ask is if the inspiration inspires love or inspires fear. Does the inspiration serve you and empower you to move forward for your highest and best good, or does it diminish you or make you feel limited? And the last thing you can ask yourself is, does this information serve the purpose of enlightenment, or could it possibly be a fear-based projection? And when you give yourself the gift of using your common sense, very important tool, to evaluate received intuitive guidance, you'll know better what to do. What I tell you, what anyone who calls themselves a psychic or an intuitive or anybody, what anybody tells you, it's your responsibility to evaluate that and see if it passes the smell test, right? Now, when I work with people I have people who I work with on a short-term basis. We maybe talk once or twice a year. And I have people who I work with on a longer, on an ongoing basis, and we might talk once every month, once every 2 months. One of the things that I like to do is I work with people who I'm talking with more often. It's cool because I can see the changes that happen in people's lives as they open up to the possibility that they may have their own inner guidance system, and as they begin to understand through experience that when they make choices, teeny tiny choices that lead them forward for their highest and best good, that everything around them begins to shift, and that the more choices they make, the more steps they take forward toward their own health, toward their own spiritual well-being, toward their own connection with Source, the more steps they take, the more things shift. And as I work with people over a period of time, you can see the beautiful fruits that come from making that shift. People are able to have more clarity and more confidence as they live their lives. People are able to be much more generous with other people because they're not so afraid. People find that they're not having to hold on to those old patterns of belief that bring them pain and have held them back. And when you let go of those, there really is no limit to where you can go.
Well, you know, I mean, this is interesting because, you know, we see that we live in this world of unlimited possibilities. I mean, you know, you have to be struck by the magnificence of the universe. even knowing that we don't know anything really about the universe. I mean, we have assumptions about how big it is, how far it goes, you know, light years, whatever the language is around that. But there is a magnificence about it. Yet, as human beings, we tend to live in this place that we call our individual egos.
Yes.
And you know, that's so interesting to use that term because we all have them. You know, sometimes we think that that's who we really are. And other times we're not so sure. You know, what would you say is where people can pull their strength from?
I think we are meant to pull much of our strength through our connection with Source. You can call that whatever you want to. In my tradition, I would call that God. Other traditions would call that the light or the Source or the One or the Divine. But we draw a lot of our strength from that connection that is at once intensely personal, intensely individual, and at the same time the thing that connects us with every other human being on the planet, and in my way of thinking, in the universe, with all that is alive in the universe, with all that resonates to that rhythm that passes through everything that is in the universe. And allowing yourself, you were saying that, you know, you can't help but notice the magnificence of the universe, but you can help noticing that. We have the ability to choose to make our worlds as small and dark and limited as we want to. And part of the reason, I think, one of the things that we experience when we choose to incarnate here on Earth and have that experience is we are learning how to be spiritual beings in physical bodies. We can let the limits of the physical stop us and make us smaller, or we can learn to use our physical bodies on this plane to help other people heighten their own spiritual experience, to help other people go farther and do more. Now, I got all excited about the cosmos. I'm not even sure I remember your question. I went out into space there.
I think it's great that you did, but you're absolutely right. I mean, you did answer the question about the cosmos because, you know, there is a draw that people have. We're being drawn to a place that we've not been before, and yeah. It's confusing for some. I know it gets confusing for me. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to tell you all the different ways you can connect with Karen. We're going to let you know more about her upcoming show and some of the workshops and things she's doing. Karen Hager joining me here today on the Dr. Pat Show. This is amazing. Go to fogcitypsychic.com to find out more. When we come back, we'll be talking about how you can create a shift in your life now. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller, 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hey, Mary, I haven't seen you in so long. You look so different. What happened to your glasses? Did you have surgery?
Whoa.
I never noticed how blue your eyes are.
No, I didn't have surgery, and I don't have to wear glasses anymore. I searched the internet, and I found a website. It's called BetterEyesightNow.com. It is the best thing I have ever done. There's a program called Regaining Your Vision Naturally. And, oh, by the way, it helps reduce stress. You should check it out. And you might be able to get rid of your glasses. Go to BetterEyesightNow.com.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today. at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift of love today.
What if your best friend could take a peek into the future? Psychic, author, and cosmic coach Dougal Frazier is that friend. He's the queer guy with a third eye. From gossip to gurus, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show is a call-in advice show that provides insights and information on creating your best life. Every Tuesday at 10, he'll take calls and talk about love, money, sex, pop culture, and give free advice. No topic is off limits. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And Karen Hager is in the house, the Fog City Psychic. We're going to tell you lots and lots and lots about how you can connect with her. If you've missed any part of this, you can go to drpatlive.com or transformationtalkradio.com and listen to the archive. And if you want to find out more about Karen, that's also really easy to do. You can go to fogcitypsychic.com. Karen, we talked about a lot of different things today and certainly got a sense of how you work with your clients, the people that come to you. Let's take a moment and tell folks what you're planning.
Oh my gosh, I'm a busy bee. So I always have a lot of stuff going on. The heart of my work is my one-on-one connection with clients, and that's a very big part of what I'm doing. I feel like that's part of what I'm here on the earth to do. So I do one-on-one sessions with clients, 15, 30 or 60 minute sessions. And you can get more information about that at fogcitypsychic.com. It's all there. I work, because I read from the energy of the human voice, I work over the phone and I work over Skype with non-U.S. clients. And that's amazing, the way that we can connect without even being anywhere near each other. It's wonderful. I had a client in New Zealand last night, I guess, and it was so much fun because when it's dinner time at my house, she's having her mid-morning coffee. And it's a wonderful way. What a great way to know that tomorrow is actually coming. It's tomorrow at her house. But because I want to reach people all over the world, I also do online events. So I do online gallery readings, which are group gatherings, where I do short readings for people in the group. There's one of those coming up on October 27th. That's a Thursday, and we'll meet in the evening. So there's details on my website. And even though no one ever sees me in person, I am doing a very rare in-person event in San Francisco this coming November 4th and November 5th. I'll be appearing at a gallery reading with my teacher and my mentor, Matthew Engel, and we'll be doing a live in-person gallery reading in San Francisco. And the next day, November 5th, we are doing a day-long workshop called Transforming Your Journey, a Seeker's Toolkit for Illumination, where we're going to be giving tools for intuitive development, for increasing clarity, and helping people in that day-long workshop locate and begin to remove some of the fear-based blocks that are keeping people from moving forward. That's going to be a day of tremendous fun. There is going to be, I don't know, movement and laughter and journaling and all kinds of stuff. And I've promised to buy donuts, so there will also be donuts. That's November 4th and 5th in San Francisco with donuts, not just psychics with donuts. And you can get more information about all of that at fogcitypsychic.com.
Now, let's talk a little bit of how you're planning your radio show to transform. Let's talk about, you know, what you're planning and what excites you most when you think about, you know, this expansion of your message.
Woo-hoo. Well, you may have noticed that I enjoy talking. So talk radio is a great forum for me. It allows me to talk with people again. I think we're getting a theme here. that allows me to talk with people all over the world. I've had a radio show called Out of the Fog on Blog Talk Radio for about 2.5 years now. That show's on Tuesday nights on Blog Talk Radio. And thanks to the Transformation Talk Radio Network and WBLQ, we are expanding that show to Wednesday afternoon. And that Wednesday afternoon show starts October 19th. The first show is going to be me taking your calls and doing readings on the air. I believe that the proof is in the pudding. And so if I'm going to call myself the Fog City Psychic, then I certainly should be able to do readings on the air. We're going to talk about a little bit about my story. I'd love to connect with callers and find out their stories. And then we've got an amazing lineup of guests. We've got Sherry Dillard coming on the show. Sunny Dawn Johnston will be on the show. Dr. Kay and Michael Taylor from Australia. Really amazing, an amazing husband and wife psychic duo who are really well known in Australia and I think not so well known in the United States. We've got Colette Baron-Reed is coming on the show. I've got just tons of other people. I can't wait. And the goal of the show is to help you get access to voices of clarity, voices of generosity, voices of love, people who inspire you, who spark that little flame that maybe gives you the nudge that you need to go farther, to open up, to learn more, to live a better, more connected life. That's the whole point of the show, and that's part of why I kept that name, Out of the Fog. The whole point is to be that little pinpoint of light that you can follow and lead you to more clarity.
I want to thank you so much for joining me here today. Let's make sure everybody knows your website, and also you're really gifting people a free meditation. Tell folks about that again, how they can get that.
Absolutely. If you go to fogcitypsychic.com, that's where everything is. Feel free to go and click like crazy. If you go to fogcitypsychic.com, there's a link on the homepage that says Dr. Pat listeners, click here. If you do that and you'll trade me your name and email address, I would like to send you a free grounding meditation. It's a guided meditation for grounding. One of the most important things to know when you are looking at clarity, looking at changing your life, you have to give yourself permission to be grounded, to connect yourself with the earth and connect yourself with source and get yourself to a nice, centered, powerful place from which to work. So I hope that that meditation will help you do that. That's at fogcitypsychic.com. Click the link that says Dr. Pat listeners, click here.
I love it. Thank you so much, Karen, for joining me here today. You know, we talk about the technology, and I know we started with that, but we are so connected. I was struck by my godchild's daughter, whose wedding I couldn't attend for a number of health reasons, who just got married recently. Mm-hmm. But what they did was they created a video of their whole story, and it's posted on Facebook. And I was so struck by how beautifully connected we are with people all over the world. And what I'm also struck by, Karen, is we can't hide anymore.
No, that's right.
And it's not just, the Wall Street folks or government or other things. I mean, this is a time for all of us to stand tall and step forward and do what the soul is calling us to do, just as you are. Thank you for joining me here today.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Karen Hager, everybody, fogcitypsychic.com. Thank you so much for tuning us in, turning us on. You know what? It is the time for clarity. That is the thing that's going to catapult you forward to realize your life's dream. We hope that you heard something here today that has got your attention and is going to make a difference in the way that you live today. Thank you for tuning us in, turning us on. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.